Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight. You know, we are doing a special night pretty frequently, so hey, I do whatever God leads me to do. So we're normally Tuesday night, but we're here tonight on Thursday night, and the topic tonight is Laugh on Purpose. I'm so excited about that show, but before we get into the show, I want to thank all of our sponsors. For the month of June, we have Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, who is the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. I'm telling you, that is a great read. She talks about how the Lord delivered her son from over a decade of being addicted to alcohol, so you definitely want to purchase that on any online bookstore. Third Heaven Sound with Vincent Lynch is not just music, it's a sound. You can purchase his CDs from CD Baby and Reverb Nation. Unique Expression by Design, specializing in custom products for your business and personal needs, with Angelique Washington. She can get you t-shirts, cups, pens, mugs, journals, whatever it is that you need, she'll take care of you. Ross Hair and Beauty Bar, located in 1501 Highway 138, beside Golden Crust in Conyers, Georgia, located inside F&D Beauty. They do specialize in all of your hair care needs. They take care of your relaxers, your twists, natural hair, quick weaves, lashes, makeup, sew-ins. Ask for Ross. Ross will take care of you. GEMS, and it stands for Girls Empowered, Mentored, and Supported. It's a nonprofit organization that provides mentoring tools and workshops to assist middle school to high school age girls to deal with everyday life experiences by supporting them through mentoring, educating, and promoting awareness. Volunteer opportunities are available, and you can reach out to them by looking at their website at www.thegemsinc.org. That's GEMS Inc.org, or email them at info@gmail.com. Dr. Janae Bishop, she is the founder of Have Joy LLC. She's a personal development coach and the author of How Much Joy Is in Your Journey. It is available on her website, www.havejoyllc.com, or you can get it on Amazon. And finally, printtara.com. They're your one-stop shop for your business cards, flyers, banners, magnetic signs, videography, photography, and websites. Well, guys, we are back. Thank you for all of our sponsors. Thank you to each and every one of you. We're so gratified for that, and we thank you for that. Now, we are back to this powerful, powerful show tonight, and the topic is Laugh on Purpose. And I'm telling you, I'm so excited about having this hilarious, funny man on the On Fire to Inspire platform. Well, let's welcome to the stage Mr. Funny Man himself, Big Daddy Laugh a Lot. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire, man of God.
How you doing? Thank you so much for welcoming me on your show.
I am so glad to have you. I tell you, we haven't seen you in a couple of years, and I'm like, it's time to bring him back. So we're so excited that you're going to be here in the Atlanta area, right at Kingdom Works International at an event on Tuesday. On Saturday. We're excited.
Yes, I will be in town with all the funnies. I mean, the different characters and everything. We just come to have a good time in the Lord. We're going to laugh. We're going to do a bunch of stuff. They need to just be there.
They need to be there.
You don't want to hear about it. You need to be in the place. You need to have your face in the place and your body in the party.
I tell you. So tell my listeners, for those who have not had an opportunity and the great opportunity to be in front of you and be in the presence of you, tell them, who is Big Daddy Laugh a Lot?
Well, first of all, I'm a father. I'm a husband. I'm a minister of music, laughter, comedy. I work in the prophetic gift. There's just many gifts that God has gave me. I'm just a humble person that just take every day as God give it to me, and I just thank Him for what He's done in my life, you know, thus far. You know, and just not trying to overlook anything, but just taking it every day with love and understanding, you know, that what he gave me, I just try to give to the world, you know.
Amen.
And it's been working
Amen.
Out. It's been working out real well.
Amen. Amen. So you are, I'm telling you, you are so hilarious. Just to book this interview was just like, oh my goodness. I was having a hold of my stomach. But how long have you been, you know, how long have you answered the call to comedy?
Well, this been going, this is make my 14th year.
Amen. Wow. How did you come into that?
Well, I was at church one Sunday, and they was having a program, and the MC canceled, and they needed somebody to MC the program. And I was always cutting up at church, you know. I always go by and talk to the mothers and make them laugh, and you know, and everybody, you know, I would always do that at the church. You know, I play with the kids or whatever. So they was like, well, hey, somebody get Minister Cook to do it. He can do it. He like the talking lamb cut up. Well, give us a little entertainment, you know, until, you know, the show gets started. So I just got up in front of the church. I started talking about the church people. And they knew I was telling the truth on half of them. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we got crazy folks in church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, y'all don't want to admit it, but I tell it. You know, you have them shouters that be practicing shouting. You know, they be practicing like they shout. They be like they in a dance contest or something. I don't know what be happening with them. You know what I'm saying? So I started talking about them and a lot more stuff and, you know, some other churches that were there. And then they started asking me what I come and MC their program and just snowball from them.
Wow. Your gift was making room for you and you didn't even know it.
That's how God do.
I'm telling you, ain't he amazing?
Yes, he is. I tell you what, and another thing, too, a lot of times people don't realize that when God is calling them, they act like they got him on call waiting. Or he don't call the wrong number.
You think so?
Yeah, because they don't want to accept that responsibility. Because fear grip them, you know. And I went through that myself. But I thank God that I didn't shy all the way from it, you know. So, and I just thank God, you know, right now today, you know, I have traveled around the country and I did a lot of great, amazing things with a lot of great, amazing people. And God just keep on proving himself over and over, you know.
Yes, he would do that. He would do it now. Won't he do it? So,
won't he do it?
Where have you found that you're getting most of your material? Because I know I interviewed Anthony Griffith last week, and he was talking about life itself, you know, is where he get a lot of his material. So where do you get a lot of your material?
Well, my family is hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they wake up doing crazy stuff. You know what I'm saying? My wife could be asleep and wake up talking about did she see an ugly baby or something on the cross? Did you see the baby? I was like, what baby? I ain't seen nobody seen no ugly baby running across nowhere. There's just all kind of stuff. My son mocked me, he mocked what I do, and then my daughter, she is hilarious. I mean, she's got a natural gift. And you know, and I just in life in general, you know, the church, oh my God. There'd be so much stuff happening in church, but we don't pay attention to it. But by you being a comedian, you had that third eye.
Mm-hmm.
And that third eye had you looking at stuff that other people don't pay attention to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I write it down. And then later on, when I get the platform, I call it out.
Oh, okay. I got you. Now, have you ever done a joke about somebody shouting and they doing a pretty shout in the weed coming out?
Woo! Yes, I have. And then they had never nothing want you to kick it to them because they didn't know it had came off after they done passed out, laying there on the floor. Just want you to just kick their weed to them. I don't know how they even got that together. Because, you know, then they had a little stocking cap on their head, you know what I'm saying? That little stocking cap with that little knot at the top where they were holding the weed out. Every dinner, they must have had Mr. Bobbitt ministry and didn't get enough of them up in there. So everything wasn't gathered together at that particular time. So they were loosed in the spirit. That's what happened. They were loosed in the spirit. You know what I'm saying? So it is some stuff just shook loose. So, you know, but it, I mean, I had a lady actually shot one time. And she had one of them donuts on the back of her head. And she stole her head. She gyrated her neck back too far. And her hair just shot on across the pew. It's sitting in my lap. I thought a tarantula had jumped on me. I didn't know what was going on. You know, y'all need to secure y'all stuff when y'all coming in the ministry. If you know you a shouter, you know you're going to pass out. So, yeah, they need to secure. You know, you talk to the usher when you come in and say, listen here, I don't know how this Sunday going to be. I don't know if the pastor going to push us in or what. Yeah. So what I'm going to need you to do, check your purse, your pockets, your little usher uniform and see if you have Episcopalian up in there. So I can get my stuff together.
Yes.
You know, shaking to see if it's loose. If it get the slip sliding away, you know you need to go tighten it up. Just don't jump out there and do nothing if you know you ain't got it together.
Yes. Now that makes sense. That makes sense. So do you tell the ushers to tell them when they come in about about how to prepare? Because if they know that they're a shouter. And then, you know, they're coming in there and they can see that it ain't wrong quite right. Do you tell them to go ahead and give them a full warning?
Yeah. You just stop it. You know, you get them ushers. But see, you got to have them ushers that's been keen in the spirit. You got to have the one with that discernment. You know what I'm saying? They call that a weak discernment.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? You know, because if your track have slid back and your extension have not been mentioned, you need some ushers that's going to pay attention. Yes, Lord. I felt that right there. I felt that in my shine. I felt that. Hi, mama. So cool. Oh, so in. So in. So in. Glue, glue, who do? Glue, do. I say glue it in. Thank you. Oh, I felt that. But if you have to have that discernment, yes, you do.
Oh, my
you
goodness.
Have to have that.
They have to have the discernment.
To touch them when they come and say, look here, look this way. I know I watch you on several occasions, and I see you get beside yourself sometimes. And I notice that's a new wig on your head. Because your hair wasn't that color, and we know your hair that long. And what we're going to need you to do, go to the bathroom and see if you pin down good, if you feel it's going to be one of them things. That's right.
Yeah.
And they need to bring bigger towels, too, to cover people up because everybody ain't a size 2. You know, because you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because I don't have that look like they laid one across me, look like I was laying up on a napkin at a restaurant. So, you know, I'm just having to just take care of your business before you get all in there.
So you tell them have some extra large towels just in case.
Yes, you know what I'm saying? Because we have extra large folks coming at some time. And I'm being one particular. You know, I want to have my stuff covered all up. I don't want nothing to be laid all out. I don't fell in the floor and I don't jiggle loose a little something. So I don't want everybody all in my business. So just make sure they take care that they ain't right. So you know how that work out. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. So tell us a little bit about what we got going on here in the Kansas area on Saturday at 6 p.m. at Kingdom Works International. Tell us a little bit about what we got going on over here.
Oh, well, we got going on Laughing with the Choir. It's gonna be an experience. That's what it's gonna be.
Experience.
It's just like this here. Bring your digger box with you, cause we're gonna turn it on. Bring your giggle box, we're going to turn it on. Bring your giggle box, we're going to turn it on.
Because there's
going to be some laughing going on there. We're going to hush you in, and we're going to take you where you need to go. Then we're going to bring you out. We're going to let you laugh. We're going to let you have a good time. You let your hair out. take your false teeth out, take your wigs off, you know, take them old tight ushering shoes off, them tight church shoes off, and just take your set your feet out, and but make sure your toes done. We don't want your feet looking like Harry. The gorilla got killed. We don't want your feet looking like that. We don't want you looking like a silverback gorilla. Said nothing else. We don't want none of that happening. So make sure you take care of your stuff. And if you want to wear some little cute sandals, don't come in there with no monkey knuckles. We don't need that. Make sure you
monkey
do your toes. Monkey knuckles. You know them little monkey knuckles. The shit that just feet just beat all up like they're jumping in baby powder the back of them, just crust that white back there in the back. So we just make sure you take care of your stuff and you can wear some cute little sandals. You know what I'm saying? So come on in, because we're going to laugh.
All right.
We're going to have us a good time. So tell your friends, tell all of them y'all need to come get your ticket. And then we're going to eat. We're going to eat after we get through laughing.
All right. Now, so it's going to be Kingdom Works International Ministries at 1303 Parker Road, Suite G, Conyers. And that is zip code is 30094. The if you come, you're coming to the show, you are you can purchase tickets at Exclusive Community Cleaners, or you can purchase tickets at Sarah's Discount Cleaners. I'm telling you, you guys got to be in a place, because this man is anointed, he's churched, and he's gifted for what he is for comedy. I'm telling you, he is hilarious. Now I got one more question for you. Now, you've been on the sisters with their weaves and being secure and having their glue and everything. What about the men with them toupees? You know, you got to work for
them. Well, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you, if you come in with one of them Donald Trump wigs on your head, look like somebody done shot a squirrel or just laid it up there, you better sit way back in the back. Because I'm going to have a stare on my face and you ain't hardly never seen before in your life. Because I'm going to be looking at that. Because I'm going to need you to take care of that. But you know they got hair plugs for men now.
They do?
Yeah, they got hair plugs for men. They got hair plugs for men. I'm telling you something. Men got weed and stuff now. They hooking men up with weed.
With weed?
Yeah. Some of them wrestlers, you know, well, okay. But anyway, they ain't got the delivery paper all the way in. And some of them think they, I don't know where they at. Their paper was in the mail, but evidently they didn't get it to their address yet.
Oh, they ain't got nothing in the mail.
Yeah, they ain't got their stuff in the mail. They told them they weren't supposed to do all that there, but some of them get a little carried away with themselves. Okay, yeah. You feel it, man. You feel it, man. How? Yeah, you feel the rest of it. But if you ain't got no hand in the box, just cut your out. Do Steve off. Just go ball here. You know what I'm saying? Don't try to stick nothing up on there till you know it ain't right. Just go and let it go. Let go and let God have his way. Just don't worry about it. If your hairline is in the middle of your head, that's not no hairline. That's an airline. It don't took off. It don't tick off, it don't flew where it need to go. Let it go.
Come out of denial.
That's what happened to so many of us. We did a denial. See, we want to hold on to, just like when you have that, all your hair be bald at the top, and then you have, try to have dreads in the back. That is no longer dreads. That's a shag.
Oh,
you done went back to 73.
Wow.
You need to come out of old school.
Mm-hmm.
You see the time to be cute with that. You need to let that go. Just get all that cut off and just go on about your business. So, we don't need to hold on to that.
So,
they don't come in there you looking jacked up.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm telling you, this ain't going to be your regular show.
So, if they with their weave or their toupee that's not secured, it's going to be an issue.
I'm a watchman on the wall. And I got to bring it forth. He said, am I not my brother's keeper?
And you're going to help him out?
Yes, I got to.
See,
you sitting up there and everybody at the show, and I'm trying to be the main attraction. And then you get distracted. But they sitting there wondering what you got going on in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting there trying to figure out what you got going on in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm gonna need, all the listeners to do,
mm-hmm.
make sure they got it together. Because, you know, because, you know, I know apostles will give a powerful word. Apostles mm-hmm. always give a powerful word in a minute. And, you know, they be slayed all out there and laid all over there. And then you can't mm-hmm. really laugh real good like that there when you ain't secure neither.
Because
you try to laugh cute, and then you have to put your jaw together and laugh like that there. You can't really chuckle and lay your head back because you don't know if your stuff going to come off your head or not. So you just got to get your stuff together.
Mm-hmm.
So they
got to get it tightened up and reinstalled.
Yeah. Are you natural, sister?
Who, me?
Are you natural? Yes, ma'am. Are you natural?
No, I'm going to get mine tightened up too.
Okay, yeah. Make sure you tighten yours up. You ain't exempt. You ain't exempt neither. Just because you had a bill on the red, you ain't exempt neither. You gotta get out. I don't pay no favor. Tighten.
I know it.
Okay.
I'm gonna be ready.
Oh, thank you, Lord. God, we even man do it for a night. But long hair come in the morning, Jesus.
Yeah. I shall now.
That's saying that too. Bergamot grease. Yes. Bergamot grease.
Bergamot, you done went way back.
Yeah, you know, and that grease and that look and that royal crown and that red mm-hmm. cane with that silver
mm-hmm.
top.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, y'all know about that. Yeah, but we're going to have a good time. We're going to have a good time in the Lord and just going to let God have his way on that night, you know. And we just want everybody to just come on out and enjoy themselves. You know, just cause they say Christians can have a good time, but I beg to differ.
Mm-hmm. Now, they say laughter is the best medicine. What you say about that?
Well, I tell you what. Once you're laughing about some stuff, you really forget about some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, you got to understand something. It's a healing process.
Mm-hmm.
And we look at the enemy and understand that what the devil means for our bad, God is turning around for our good.
Mm-hmm.
We still can laugh at it.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's not harming you, he's actually helping you.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Because whatever you have to understand sometime when that takes place and you get to laughing, sometimes you can laugh and it'll slip you out of what you was going through when you came through the door.
Because
mm-hmm. you'll think about something, you know what, you'll say, you know what, it ain't really that bad.
Yes. Yes, yes.
You got to look at it from a spiritual standpoint, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because we see it, you know, it's that laughter does good as a medicine. And I'm going to tell you something. Come Saturday, we're going to have a big bottle like Pepto-Bismol. A big bottle.
Now, we can have Pepto. I don't know about the Castor now.
Oh, no, we don't need to have that, Jesus. We're gonna be like Tylenol on steroids. We're gonna be serious up in there. Be mm-hmm. going on.
Amen. Guys, for those of you who have joined us late, we have Big Daddy Laffer on the line with us. We are having a ball with this man. He's anointed for what he does. And I'm telling you, he's a Christian comedian, so you don't have to worry about covering your kids' ears up now. You don't have to worry about covering no kids' ears up.
I tell you, some of the Lord Jesus, I think they forget they claim that. And shall be sitting there ball up. Sometimes they ball me. I'm like, wait up, man. Let's see, you didn't bring the whole family, and everybody's going to be safe.
Amen. So it's definitely clean, good fun. I'm telling you, the tickets are only $20. You're coming for food, fun, laughter. We're just going to have a great old time, a little bit of jazz. So you want to come out again at 6 p.m. on Saturday, June 11th, 6 p.m. That's Kingdom Works International Ministries located at 1303 Parker Road, Suite G. And that's Conyers 30094. Again, you definitely want to be there. Where else can you get all of that for $20? You can't. You really can't.
And so, plus, it's a live tape
Daddy,
as well.
Oh, and it's going to be a live taping. So, y'all, please secure your weave and your wigs.
Yes.
And me and bring your right toupee now, because he's going to be taping this thing. It's going to be a live taping. So, please, y'all,
yes.
Look your best. You know, yes, yes. You ain't got to dress up for Sunday best, because this is an evening. This is a, you know, fun event. You ain't got to have your Sunday best on now, but you got to look decent because he's doing a live recording now.
Yeah, at least Friday afternoon, at least, you know what I'm saying? Friday's going to be fairly close. So, yeah.
Okay,
so,
yeah.
But it's going to be nice.
Yes.
So but,
don't have
yeah,
on,
but it's going to be a
don't
have
on baby Duke.
No,
you don't
no,
want them in their baby
no, Duke. No, and everybody can't wear them tights, neither. No cup flying out there, you know, if you ain't built for that. You can't do it. Everybody can't do that. I know I ain't going to bust up out there no spandex. No, Lord Jesus.
Have mercy.
We're
going
to look to have a good time. But just come on out and enjoy yourself and bring the family, yeah. You know. And I'm telling you, we're looking to have a high time in the Lord. You know, come as you are.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because we know you can come as you are, but, you know, we know God can take us to that next place in Him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a word from the Lord now. And it's going to be laughter.
Amen, amen. There's going to be some healing through laughter on that day, laughing on purpose, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
yes,
yes.
Ma'am.
Yes. Well, we definitely want to thank you tonight for joining us on the show on Fire to Inspire. We appreciate you. I'm telling you, we're looking forward to seeing you in the next 2 days. At 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
at Kingdom Works International Ministries at 1303 Parker Road, Suite G, Conyers, 30094. Did you have any final words, Ron?
Yes, ma'am, and I thank you. I'm going to take my lovely wife to dinner after I get off the phone with y'all. We're going to sit down and break bread and get ourselves together. And, you know, she getting herself all dolled up. And I'm gonna take her to that McDonald's drive-thru and let her get that dollar menu. I told her she can get the fries and a shake. Yes, I'm gonna spend three hot dollars on her. Yes, Lord.
Ooh, three
hot dollars. If she act right, I'm gonna tell her get her a straw. So she can drink the soda through a straw, Jesus.
She get all the
napkins she want. But you can follow me on Instagram at LAFF_lot. You can find me on Facebook at Jerry Cooje, COOJE. It will let me change my name, so it sounds like it's French. So, you know, I keep that. And then I got my email at BigDaddyLaughFaLife63@gmail.com. You can email me. And then I got a comedy page on Facebook where a comedian, Big Daddy, laugh a lot. And you can just come and And then I'm with Clean Night Entertainment as well, where my manager is Gail Kyles.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you, it's so much stuff. And the 1-800-845-2238 is the number you call to get in touch with her in case you want to book me for your event. I do birthday parties, cookouts, divorces. I do them all. So here's the number again, 1-800-845-2238.
All right. That's your book.
I do child support payoffs. I don't care. You know, I do sew-ins. You getting a new sew-in, I'll come and tell Joe that you sew-in. It don't make no difference. Whatever you got going on, I'll be there.
Oh, my goodness. So you will take care of them, whatever they need you to come for?
Whatever, yes, ma'am.
They'll book you? Okay.
All
right. Hey, man. Well, we thank you again tonight, and we're going to let you go ahead and take your wife through the drive-thru so you can spend that whole $3 on her. She can get all her extra napkins and her straw.
Well, she's been nice, though. I think I'm going to spend four.
Oh, wow. All right,
I'm gonna go. I'm gonna tell her to put cheese on this burger.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, yes.
She's been a good girl.
Yes, she has. And I thank you much, Miss Aaliyah, for having me on your show. And I appreciate it. And I bid you guys speed with every endeavor that you go through. And that your blog keep growing and growing and growing. And the listeners just be coming in by the droves.
Well, I thank you so much. I received that. I appreciate you, and we hope to have you back soon.
All right.
All right. Have a good night. You too.
You too.
Guys, that was Big Daddy Lafalotte. I tell you, he is going to be such a blessing. So if you are not in the Atlanta area, you better get here on Saturday. You got time because today is Thursday, and the show doesn't start at 6 p.m., so you got time to get here. So, again, it is Saturday, June the 11th at 6 p.m. at Kingdom Works International Ministries, and the name of the show is Laughing with the Choir. So we're going to have Big Daddy Lafalotte. He's going to be doing a live taping, so please dress appropriately. You don't have to wear your Sunday best. Just look nice. Also, we're going to have live jazz. We're going to have food, and tickets are only $20. You can get your tickets at Exclusive Community Cleaners as well as Sarah's Discount Cleaners, or you can pay at the door. But you want to get your tickets in advance if you can, so you already have them. And last but not least, again, you want to get there at 6 p.m. Tell a friend. Tell a family member, tell your neighbors, they want to go, they want to come. Get that $20 because you blow that anyway. Get that $20 blessing and sow it into a ministry that you know that's bringing things to the community to be a blessing. I'm telling you, there's going to be so much healing in that place. So many people are going to be blessed through the laughter and through the fellowship and fun and just having a great time in a place of people who truly and genuinely love God and love each other. So, again, that is Saturday, June 11th, 6 p.m. We will see you guys there. This is Miss On Fire to Inspire, Leah Butler. I thank you so much for tuning in tonight. I love you guys, and I will talk to you on Tuesday at 8, our regular scheduled time. Have a blessed night. Thank you.